Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, I'm going to start with country music.
I like country.
I know you do. Do you know a guy by the name of Walker Hayes?
I don't know him, no, but I'm sure I like him.
Yeah, he's got a song called Fancy Like. And here's what everything's fancy like.
I go ahead. Love the song.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Oh, I know this song. This is a huge commercial song. They call it the Applebee's song.
Mm. Oh,
fancy
yeah,
like.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I do know this.
Let me hear the let me hear all the things. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jam, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do fancy like. Fancy like Applebee's. So ever since he did that song, Applebee's was like, we love you.
Mm-hmm, of course.
We love you. You're going to be
in their commercials, right?
You're going to be in our advertisements. They brought back something called the Oreo Shake, which I guess he
mentioned it.
Okay, so yeah.
they were
bringing that back.
They do these things with people dancing to the song.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen him a bunch of times. Yes, I know Walker Hayes.
They gave him a gold card that gives him free meals for life. He's got an Applebee's gold card. Fancy like Applebee's.
Lucky.
Here's my gold card. So he's got, I mean, they love him.
Well.
And he loves them back.
Part of the reason why he got big was because his daughter made a TikTok dance for that song.
Oh.
And that dance went viral. And
yeah,
everybody was doing it.
They
yeah.
do a dance to the song mm-hmm. in
is
the commercials.
Is it the one that the daughter came up with?
I'm yeah. sure it is.
Okay. All right.
So he does it with his daughter.
Oh,
now
here
everybody
it is.
Copies them. Yeah.
Oh, there they go. Mm.
And Shaq did it too. And kind of, you know, made it blow up.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. That's
the bearded
him.
Dude. Uh-huh. So he's a bearded white dude.
Yeah.
With a ball cap.
He looks country. Why doesn't he have his cowboy hat on? I don't
see
understand.
The dance? They're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks
oh,
great.
And there's a daughter. Okay, very cute.
So fancy like Applebee's, right?
Right.
There it is.
Okay, what?
Where the end is of the story, except oh. he's got a new song. It's called Y'all Life. And here's a little chunk of that.
Mm. All right, here it is.
Yeah. Who's he name check here? He's realizing, like, this is how it's done. Okay, right. This ought to be good. High school kids traveling like James Harden in white limousines to the
Olive Garden on prom night. It's good times, right? We live in that. So, guess what? Applebee's is kind of pissed. They're like, that's our competition. He says, yeah, I like restaurants. I'm not, you don't own me now. They're mad. So, I guess they gave him a little slap on the wrist. He says, there's a line in Y'all Life that says, taking our white limousines to the Olive Garden on prom night. And Applebee's is like, dude, they're our competitor. And I was like, man, I'm not in the restaurant business. I just tell the truth. So, I don't know. Maybe Applebee's drops him, but Olive Garden picks him up.
I'm trying to think. Did we go out to eat on prom night? I don't remember if
we
did.
Oh, we ate at our prom.
That's what I think yeah. it was. I think there was supposed... Well, I don't remember eating at all. I don't remember caring about being prom.
I remember.
Prom
I think you had to
minute.
Pick what you wanted at prom. Because they rented a hotel to do
I think
it
we went for the picture and then left and went to the party.
So you could prove to your mom that you went there?
I think. Yeah. Or I think actually my date was like, I want the picture.
I'm dressed up and I want to stand in the arch that they
decorated. You got a gray suit with a matching blue tie to my blue dress. We need, this is for photos. Mm-hmm. And I went, all right, let's hurry through that.
Let's do it.
That'll I got to get great. To the bathtub full of beer at the, what is it? Is it the at the Embassy Suites,
Embassy
55
Suites.
In Costa Mesa, in Tustin, Costa Mesa, whatever that is. It's so funny to see, it's still there. So whenever I've gone back to that area and I see it, I'm like, oh my God, that's where I partied on prom.
The girls were like, this is what we're going to do on prom night? We're going to sit here and you're going to drink beers? This doesn't seem that fun.
Well, they left us. You know that story.
I do. That's
yeah,
why I'm saying
that. They left like, us. They right. went. And we went, the cops are busting everybody. You want us to be out walking around?
Yeah.
Going from party to party.
Yes, that's what we want. We, you know what? We should have stayed at the GD dance. Stole my prom from me. Anyway, Applebee's, they've been loving Walker Hayes, and now they're mad. I don't know what will happen. But yeah, it's so funny that Y'all Life, he's like, well, right next to the Applebee's is the Elf. I mean, what? I'm just telling the truth.
I eat at cheap restaurants. What's the problem?
I'm not in the restaurant business.
I like him. I actually like that guy now. That's fun.
It is funny. I was like, I don't care. It rhymed with James Harden.
Here, keep your
Olive
gold
Garden.
Card. Yeah. Food's cheap anyway.
Right. I was eating here before I was rich and famous. The Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
Speaking of space, and we were a little while ago, the Chainsmokers are going to be the first musicians to perform, not really in space, but kind of, on the edge of space, they're calling it.
Oh, this show in outer space. My goodness.
I know.
We are just lost in it today.
Yeah. In 2024, there is a private company. It's called Worldview. We've talked about these guys. This is not a rocket ship. This is a capsule that's lifted via balloon. And I can't remember if somebody we know, famous person did this. But it's a whole thing, and it's only $50,000. Worldview puts you up into the stratosphere, which is about 23 miles above Earth. Now, space officially begins at 62 miles above Earth. So it's not, technically it's not space. It's the edge of space-ish, or it's just up high. The Worldview CEO asked the Chainsmokers to take part in one of the first flights because his son's a fan. Son's like, he said, we're going to try and get a band. This will be good promotion. We're going to put a band in one of these things. We'll get one to agree. I wonder how many bands they asked before they finally got one to agree. Because there's bands that will be like, no, I'll be the second band in space. So his kid loves him. So they asked the Chainsmokers to do it. And they were like, yeah, we'll do it. We'll bring the recording of our song and we'll dance to it. A Worldview flight costs $50,000, which is far less than a Jeff Bezos Blue Origin flight, which is apparently $28 million. You're not going into space. Passengers are sent in a pressurized capsule connected to a balloon. So do they even get weightless?
I don't think so. I mean,
you tell us.
I don't know. He's looking at the Worldview site.
I am.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be weightless, that'd be cool. I just don't think you are. I don't think you escape.
Yeah, it specifically says it goes nowhere near space.
You're just up high. You can see the curvature of the Earth. Oh, we should send all the flat earthers up in that so that they could see.
Oh, right. Yeah,
we're
not
flat.
Because we're concerned about turning their
opinion. I really need them to know the truth. Okay, let them go.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, send them up there and then don't bring them back.
Let them keep going.
Yeah, I mean, come on. A flat earther at this point?
You'll be fine. You'll hit the roof soon. Don't worry. Don't worry. Any minute now, you're going to hit the roof. Justin Bieber's face works again.
Oh.
Remember last month when Justin Bieber, he actually put up a video of himself talking into his camera on his phone, and half of his face doesn't move. He only can smile half. He can't blink one of his eyes. It looks like he's winking at you constantly. Justin Bieber's face seems to be working again. He is going back on tour.
Nice.
He was diagnosed with something called Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, which I guess is that like the Bell's palsy thing where for some people it happens just for a minute and then it goes away. Other people, it can take a lot longer than that.
I don't know anything about it.
So this Ramsey Hunt syndrome caused half his face to become paralyzed. He announced yesterday that his Justice World Tour starts up again on the 31st of this month at some festival in Italy. Oh, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. You loved Italy, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, very much so. Went to a few spots there.
Yeah. All I remember is you hate walking, but you did so much of it that every time you sat down and they put wine in front of you, you're like, look, 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 look.
No, that's not the case.
Oh, really?
The wine was funny because wine was cheaper than water over there. Huh. And remember the water
and good,
was,
right?
Yeah, really good. And cheese was all good. Everything was great out there. And just the dinners
wine
were
and
forever.
Cheese and, yeah.
How You'd love it.
I would love it. Mm-hmm. Although I am also a let's get to it and eat kind of person.
Yeah, but when you're
like
on vacation,
you hear about these four-hour dinners, that does it seems like a lot. Like I just really
I grew up with some of that.
Yeah,
in New
I
York when we'd
eat.
Visit family, they would do full, and I can't name the courses because I didn't care. I was a little boy, but it was like macaroni comes out, then the baked chicken comes out, then the next thing, then you've got fruit,
sure, salad,
and desserts,
right,
and
a palate cleanser.
I mean, it's good, I guess, that family got to get around the table and just sort of all the grown-ups would talk and right. I would go find something to do.
Well, that's the nice thing about the big gathering is that there's a kid table. So, because mm-hmm. the kids are a nightmare. So you just put the kids all, in, even in another room. At my grandma's house, there was like a front door room, like a foyer. And they would stick all us cousins in there. And then they would close the door to the dining room. I'm like... awesome.
That's how you do it.
So we'd pork down our food and then we'd go torture the neighbors. Back when ding dong, back when everyone didn't have a Ring door camera.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although, one time we lit a field on fire. That was not good.
Oh, wow.
And another time my cousin Tucker had like this huge tree limb and he's standing in the middle of the street and he's just randomly swinging it around. We were probably like 8 or 9 years old, and he's just holding this tree limb. He's swinging it around, and he clocks his brother. Thank God it was his own brother, right? Not one of the other kids. And Brad had a concussion, barfed all over the living room.
Oh, Jesus.
Like it was crazy. They really should have left that door open so they could have said, stay seated.
Wow. You were drinking?
They were drinking.
Oh, they were drinking. Well, that's no surprise.
The kids will take care of themselves.
That's how you learn to do it.
Yeah.
What? I got to be drinking when I have kids. That's
obviously.
I remember doing Ding Dong Ditch, and there's this guy right near Jason Sisko's house. We were on our BMX bikes, and I can't remember who rang it, but someone went up there, rang this dude's doorbell, and then we booked, and he almost caught us. He came bolting out that door he knew.
Oh, boy.
And was in a full sprint as we were like, oh, my God! A grown-up is fully sprinting behind us to catch us. Holy crap. Oh, that was one of those where I was like, is this guy going to beat me up if he catches me?
That's when you take your stick and you put in your friend's spokes.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where you really do start to think like, is he crazy?
Yeah.
Like what reason would you chase kids for ding dong ditching you?
Well, I bet you didn't do it to him again.
We didn't. No.
Yeah.
No, that guy. That was close.
So he did win.
Of course.
He probably could have caught
you. It's in the This is the thing. It's in the neighborhood where we lived.
Dummies.
He knew us. We knew him. I don't know why. You know, he could have caught us the next time and beat the crap out of us. But it was just in that moment he decided.
I've had enough of these pukes. Anyway. How do we get that from Italy? Oh, eating at grandma's house.
And you guys ding-dong ditching and getting drunk. Or
anyway.
No, getting hit with a bat. Yeah. Sorry, the parents were getting drunk, right?
Yes. Anyway, the Justice World Tour from Justin Bieber will start up again on the 31st at a festival in Italy. So I don't have any info on the U.S. dates he had. He obviously postponed those. They are going to be rescheduled. I'm not sure if we had dates here that maybe people are hanging on to their tickets for, but don't worry. You'll get to see him. He's young. He'll
I think he already came through here because I actually would like to go take my kid to that. And I think he's already passed through.
When we were in Hawaii, I heard this song Holy for the first time.
Oh, it's a great song.
And I was like, oh God, are we listening to Justin Bieber? And
Dance the rapper?
And, oh, is that who's on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Bryn and Anita both, because they were in the front seat, me and John were in the back seat. they both go, we love this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was
no surprise. We both love the song.
Like, and it is pretty. It is. It's pretty. It's sweet, actually. It's really.
Run into the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. There's a way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy. I don't do well with the drama.
You like really? It, no?
I like it.
It's okay.
I like this kid. I think he's a super talent. Yeah. He's really good.
But they both just snapped at me. I'm like, Justin Bieber, they will have that.
I mean, he's a dude who grew up with bright lights on him.
Sure did.
So.
They often showed very unflattering things.
Well,
too.
No one does well. Not very few have done well with
who
that kind of stardom.
An idiot when they're a kid, right?
And at least if you've got parents who kind of can help you navigate that, but I don't think his parents come from celebrity.
No, they were regular old people.
Right.
In fact, I think they were divorced. And like, so sometimes he'd be, like his mom was always really protective and she's sweet. I think she even wrote a book like Growing Up Bieber or something. Like, she read a book about it. She's got big old teeth, big gums. very nice lady. And then the father is like, you know, shaved head, tattoos all over him, like thinks he's as cool
as
his son. Yes, very handsome. And I think he was like kind of a bad influence, right? Didn't Justin like hang with him for a while and then turn to the church?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's part of the Hillsong.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
The evangelical.
But that's fine too. I mean, you know, whatever helps him sort of get through the day that isn't negative.
Yeah. I saw his wife, Haley Bieber. Baldwin, in some, Anita would know, but she was doing modeling for some really high end, maybe
Gucci.
Was it Gucci?
I don't know. I'm guessing. Could have been. I only know
Versace.
Gucci
and,
yeah.
I don't
Versace.
Know what it is,
yeah,
right?
That's
sure,
okay.
Whatever. But she's that girl is so beautiful.
She is very pretty.
Her like her hands. I mean, just her hands are beautiful. Like, start there, you know, and keep going.
Well, what must that be like? I've often wondered.
I know. Just to be like a perfect specimen.
I definitely have, you know, you look in the mirror and you go, well, I'm going to go swing this because, you know, yep. What else?
Rock what you got.
What a choice do I don't, have?
It's that or just be alone at home. Two choices. Go give it a try or don't.
But imagine you walk into a room and necks break.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
What is that?
It's an immortal. One mm-hmm. of the immortals has arrived.
Everybody stops talking.
Yeah. You guys can keep talking. It's fine.
That's all right. I'm used to it.
I'm used to it. It's okay. I get it. Just take a good look. I'll do a spin for you. As you were.
Nice,
you were.
Nice. Mm.
Shania Twain, here's another country story.
I like Shania Twain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although, for the record, I went to play her for my kid who likes country. There's far fewer hits on those records than you think.
Oh, like come on, she's man, got a, I feel like
yeah,
a woman.
She's got a big name and she's yeah. got some hits, so you figure the whole damn album's going to be great.
I
and
love
then
that.
You roll through it and go, wow, this skip.
What's the song, the wedding-y song?
Looks like we made Still the One.
That's
yeah.
the
no,
one.
No, no, not still. That is also a hit. But there's a wedding, there's a like slow one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
Oh.
That's the one I have, but I don't know. Shania Twain wedding song. Let's see.
That's yeah. this. She's ruined for me because of that wedding proposal that went down on
Oh, I know. Here
Y2K.
It is. Oh, I'll play this for you.
Oh, were they playing them?
Oh, God.
Someone.
Oh, this is going to be it. I love this song. I, me and John did this song at your wedding with your mom.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We were all sitting
you know
in the
what?
Bar afterward.
I missed the whole wedding.
You definitely.
I missed the whole thing.
No, we were all at the bar afterward. You were sitting right there.
And my mom was there?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Not your mom. Your wife's mom. Maka.
Oh, Maka. Okay. I'm yeah. like, my mom
Maka
wouldn't.
Maka and I totally.
My mom fell down a stair and broke
right.
a rib.
You were back from that. Your mom was, I guess, at the hospital. I don't know. This is it. I live only crank it up. For your happiness and for your love, I'd give my last breath from this. so pretty.
I don't like it. The other song, this is the story. So at Y2K, we went to Hawaii with a bunch of friends. We got a place. This was before Airbnb, but it was sort of that. Like, right. We rented a huge house, and we all had our own rooms. And unbeknownst to me, because I can't keep a secret, one of the dudes was going to propose to one of the girls. They set up this whole thing on New Year's night where with a blanket outside, and someone puts on Shania Twain. Of course, I'm somewhere in the house drinking, and I hear this crap song come on, and I'm like, oh, God, what are you guys doing? And I start beelining for the radio, for the stereo, and people are trying to stop me as I'm like, what is your deal with this song? And then they go, Jason is proposing to Shelby outside, you dip, you know what? And if you would please just let the song finish so he can do his speech, get on a knee. And then I'm like, well, let's go take a look at that then. Let's go see what's going on out there. It was a whole thing. I didn't ruin the moment.
But you tried.
I was trying really hard,
though. As hard as you could.
Well, who wants to hear that at midnight?
Right, on New Year's. And that was the year Y2K New Year's. That was a big deal.
What?
And then the
Are
rest of the vacation was wedding magazines everywhere you looked. That's
you're not,
great.
You know what? You say that. That's the truth.
No, I know. You
the next morning,
me.
They all went and got those
right.
big
They're By the way,
book.
They're huge, yeah. and they're like $14 magazines because they know they only get you a couple times during right. your life. You know, it's not like anyone's subscribing to Modern Bride. No, I just need a few issues. Shania Twain has a documentary headed to Netflix. It's called Not Just a Girl, and it covers Shania Twain's career from the very beginning to making it big internationally. It's been in the works for quite a while. That's how documentaries work. They follow you for quite a while, and they gather up all the stuff, and they cut it together. It's coming out on the 26th on Netflix. So if you love Shania Twain, that's coming your way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Still kind of gray out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here
it's
in
really
the city.
Misty.
But you should be good around the Bay Area today. It should be another nice hot summer day.
All right.
Which, you know. Oh, that's funny. Our text number is 800-400-3697-510. Says, oh my God, Vinny, you're the worst.
Oh, what'd you do now?
Oh my God.
I'm sure it was the scene I made when someone played the love song at midnight on the crossover from 99 to 2. We're partying like it's 1999. Not that.
Yeah. Prince was supposed to be on.
What is this? Not the worst. They're the worst for not letting me in on the secret.
Well, they were smart.
Maybe. I might have blown it. Or not. You don't know. Apparently everyone didn't know but me, though.
They all still together, that couple?
I don't know.
They were still together, though, when you guys broke up?
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I was a little caught up with myself at that point, but, you know.
Some stuff going on.
I don't know that I never heard if they broke up. So, yes, I bet they are still together.
Let's hope so.
Not that I would have heard. Because
maybe they already have grandchildren.
Has that much time passed?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How about a fast fact, everyone?
Fast facts.
Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts. Fast facts.
I wouldn't do this, but I did just see the Batman last night,
all right.
And there was a bat in specifically a close up of a bat. They do a shot where the bat's in that cage, and it's. Do you remember that part?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, ooh, they're creepy. Mm-hmm. Bats eat enough insects to save the U.S. over $1 billion a year in crop damage and pesticide.
Oh. Thanks, bats.
I don't know if they've ever been employed to do that.
Well, people will hang bat houses.
Oh, they will.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then that is a thing then.
Yeah.
Ah.
All bats right. are really everywhere. I mean, you don't realize it because obviously they're not out in the daytime. But they, I mean, anytime it's twilight and you can see them silhouetted, it's so cool to see them. We just have little bats. Like if we had those giant bats, I'd be less into them. But they're cute, you know?
All right.
For things that are mostly teeth on the front.
Yeah, I think they're kind of gross. But, you know, we all have different ideas of cute, don't we?
We do.
In fact, coming up on the Secret Man. Show, Scott Capurro.
Mm-hmm. He has very different ideas of what's cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll try to get to some bad advice. And by the way, because we've been having technical difficulties, those are apparently sorted out today at 10 o'clock on the Odyssey app, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I've been told.
We're back, baby.
The guy who knew how to fix it has returned.
It has returned.
And is here.
Did he write down how to do it for the other guys?
I walked in over there in the shop, the engineering shop, and he's actually actively working on it right now.
So okay.
He's like tracing down the wires to see if it's a specific node in the rack room. It's a whole thing. So
is it?
It's a whole thing. I don't know if it's fully done yet, but he has reassured me that it's going to be done by the time
what
we air.
What would we have done if he hadn't come back from vacation, I asked
That's a good
you.
Question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who needs to write it down?
There was a lady on your celebrity trash. I think it was this week. She's a superstar from one of the dating shows.
Yes, yeah.
And her belly button disappeared, and then the new one they put in was hideous. I don't forget that lady's name.
Like Lori LeMay.
Linda LeMay.
Lara Lenara.
I don't know her either. I guess we'll give up on that. But that leads me to belly buttons.
Okay.
Here they are again.
Yeah.
The first person to show their belly button on TV was...
Gidget.
No.
Annette Funicello.
No.
Was it a girl? Because guys had probably shown them, right? Is this the first girl to do it?
This
Tarzan.
Says the first person to show their belly button on TV was Cher in 1975.
Impossible.
I'm telling you, that's the fast fact.
But what about Ursula Andress? And I mean, there.
That was a movie.
Not a TV show. They never played that.
And actually, I would guess, because I remember looking at the Ursula Andress pictures and, you know, because I was at
that was sort of a funky outfit.
It was
too.
A high waisted suit. So I bet it covered her belly button because it was not a tradition. You know what? All the time
I
spent
really
thinking about that lady and I can't remember.
But in the 60s and 70s, it was the low-slung hip-hugger thing going on.
It might have been,
think that would be...
But still, nonetheless, that was a James Bond movie, and that's a movie. Yeah. So, not TV. So, I don't know. But, Cher.
Okay. Well, I mean, someone had to be first. It's 75 seems late, but...
Oh, God. Look at her in her day. just flawless. Like one of the most beautiful women
Ursula.
Of all time.
We're talking about Ursula Andress, not Cher. Vinny
well,
is
Cher,
not
I love Cher, too.
But Ursula.
What's the matter with Cher?
I was fully expecting to be looking at a picture of Cher's belly button, and I turn over, and there's just Ursula
Andress. Oh, no, I was just trying to check. This is the...
Oh, it's cut. Oh, no.
Oh,
there.
There's her belly button right there. Yeah. It is a... Like a... There's a belt and a knife.
It's a big belt, yeah. It's lower on the hip than I would have even thought, but it's... But it's got a big kind of middle section. And full ass coverage. Kids.
You can stop fighting that one. That's like trying to say, don't bring your phone everywhere you go. Oh. The new swimsuits.
So awful.
Show most butt cheek.
I
and I actually think it looks really cute.
It's horrid.
It's not horrid. What's horrid? They're just stop butt cheeks. It's just the
butt.
Back of your legs.
Ugh.
Butt cheeks.
Your butt cheeks.
You're not seeing, you know, the dot.
Doesn't look that great.
Nobody's seeing the middle of your butt.
No one's talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, your heinies.
Your heinies what?
Doesn't look that good.
Beautiful?
Doesn't look. Some people, yes.
92.
Most people,
That's, okay. 92.3% of serial killers in the U.S. are men. I can't believe it's not all of them.
I can't either. Okay. Well, there was that lady monster.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Charisse.
One.
Yeah. I can't think of any other serial killer ladies.
Oh, this one's for you.
Okay. I'm ready.
3 inches of ice can support one person on foot. 4 inches can support a group of people single file. And 36 inches can support up to 100 tons of weight.
Wow.
This is your leg freeze over.
Yeah. 100 tons. 36 inches of ice.
Who knew? Now you do.
The ice experts, obviously. Mm.
Approximately 0.7% of the people in the world are drunk at any given moment. That's around 50 million people.
At any given moment.
At any given moment are in their 5 o'clock somewhere phase of the day.
Actually seems low.
Does seem low.
Because it's, you know, nighttime.
But not everybody. Maybe there's, you know,
the
plenty
thing
of people
that man,
have
right?
a drink sure, and they're right. not ripped and they don't need to keep pounding till they fall over.
That's but the a, rest of them,
that's
they
a
need
me
to.
Thing.
Right.
So you tell me if this is a legit grind this lady's got.
Okay.
A woman was stood up a while back.
Yeah.
And she's now suing the guy for $10,000.
Hmm.
Okay, what's the basis of this?
Did well,
she
first of all,
buy a new gown?
She's obviously injured by the fact that the right. guy
oh,
didn't...
pain and suffering, got
right?
It. Sure,
this
mental
woman
anguish.
In Michigan, and her name is Kashante Short, and she was stood up a while back. She didn't complain about it on social media. She sued the guy, and now she's asking for $10,000 in damages. She claims she suffered emotional distress because he didn't show. And it was her mother's birthday, and her mom had just died. Mm. And she's also claiming that he committed perjury because he lied about his intentions or something. I don't know that perjury, you can say something not on the stand.
Yeah, perjury is specific to I swear to tell the truth,
right.
and then I didn't.
But
I thought.
He lied about his intentions, which is, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
But $10,000... Sarah, grab your gavel, put on your judgment gown, and tell us what you think.
I throw that case out. I'm sorry. I do feel your pain. It's horrible. As everyone's been stood up by someone, and it's awful. It hurts. You feel terrible, but you don't get money for it.
The judge also felt the same way.
Oh, is that
and,
so?
And even the guy
oh.
being sued is like, this is a waste of everyone's time. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Oh, she's cute.
She's cute. He's yeah. handsome enough. Hey, sometimes things don't work out. It happens.
Exactly. Right.
What are you gonna? You gonna sue yeah. everybody? Come on.
He's a jerk.
Well, he may not be a jerk.
He might be though.
I think the one thing you don't do, and that's the lying about your intentions in order to get the thing you want. That's rotten.
Right.
You'd like to think ladies are kind of onto that.
Mm.
You love me. We just met. I've
you
never
love
loved
forever.
Anybody
you
like
me?
You.
Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Or will you make me your wife?
Sure.
I gotta know
I want
right
to.
Now.
Yep, let's do that. before we do
it. Before we go any further, yeah. Do you love me? Mm-hmm. Will you love me?
I've had that happen a few times.
Oh, let me sleep on it. Baby.
And I'll tell you what, when you're honest,
yeah,
it really kills the mood.
Yeah, it does. No. I want to do you and leave.
Right.
And never see you again.
And that one girl who goes, I just need to ask you something. I'm like, okay, anything. I have a condom on.
Yeah.
I have it on.
I'm ready.
I'm
ready to breach the hull.
And she goes,
going in, torpedo time.
Do you still love your ex-girlfriend?
Oh.
And I was like, what in the hell?
Game over, man.
All right, hold on. Let me just snap this off of me. No, but why are you bringing that up right now? I mean,
why didn't you just go, no?
Because
that's all you had to do. No.
I don't like that feeling you're saying any of them.
No.
I don't like that feeling where you're saying whatever you think she wants to hear. I don't like it. I don't like it.
And I would love you till the end of time. I swore I would love you till the end of time.
To this day, I didn't do her. She got away. She's one that got away.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a couple more that got away for that same reason.
Oh, look at you being all truthful.
Well, I was trying to just be honest. The one with she's like, if you touch these.
We're boyfriend, girlfriend, and that's the end of that.
All right, well, then I'm not doing that.
I guess we're boyfriend, girlfriend.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm praying for the end of time. So hurry up and arrive.
I've been back in town for like 3 months, and now all of a sudden I have a girlfriend? No. God.
I'll never break my promise. I'll forget my vow.
What song are you singing?
Is it Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
This is Meatloaf she's singing.
I'm saying, oh man, me and John do that song all the time at home, so I know it by heart.
Boy, you really miss him, and he hasn't even left yet.
Oh my God.
Sheesh.
What am I going to do without him? I'm going to be so bored for 2 days.
You're going to be fine.
Who am I going to sing my little songs with?
Sing them to the house. Sing them to the squirrel. Sing them to the owl in the backyard.
Scott Capurro.
Yeah, Scott's coming over.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm super busy.
Well, he's on the way right now.
Yeah, I mean, Scott, you're invited to Sarah's today.
No, you're not actually invited. I have.
In fact,
things
bring
to do.
Your pillow with you when you come into the station.
God, I'm gonna kill
so you can go home with
Why
her later.
Why did I even say what is
Swinger
the hell
party
am I
in Mill Valley?
No, yeah.
No parties.
Nope. Can he bring his husband, or should he leave his husband at home?
Oh, I love his husband.
Oh, okay.
Actually,
so
just
bring your
husband.
Husband
off, and he could take off.
Oh, don't be like
Keith
that.
Edson, I love Edson.
Please.
Man.
It's National Hot Dog Day, so there's
hot
your there's
dog.
What you should make. It's not, you
oh,
don't
I
need
could
to
make
act
hot dogs.
Like we're making saying it weird. That's the way you say
hot
it.
Hot dog.
It's H-O-T.
Yeah.
Hot.
Hot dog.
Right.
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 Not hut.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog?
Hut.
It's a hot dog.
Hot dog?
Hot dog.
Hut.
Hot dog.
Hut.
Hot dog.
Hut.
Hot dog.
Hut.
Hot dog.
What the hell? Wait, no. I think we just came up with a new hit song. What?
Hot dog.
Keep going, Ben.
It's National Hot Dog Day. A few
hot
big
dog.
Brands have
hot
deals. Wiener Schnitzel selling chili dogs for $1.
Oh.
But you have to buy 4 of them.
Oh.
Nathan's Famous has a deal where your second hot dog costs a nickel.
Oh.
I'm guessing all the hot dog locations have something going on for Hot Dog Day. So maybe I know there's a big one. I can't think of the name of the place in the East Bay. Anytime we talk about hot dogs, someone writes in and says, oh, you got to go to
You got to go to Hot Dog Heaven.
I can't think of the name of it right now. Anyway, it's National Hot Dog
there's
Day.
A so there's a hot dog stand next to my local hardware store.
You're overworking that.
Hot dog.
Yeah, it's you're working too hard.
Trying to say it the right way.
I know,
hot
but
dog.
It's not that much work, though.
Hot dog.
You sound like me trying to say theater.
Oh, that was
Whoa.
Really good.
Yeah,
man.
But I have to stop and then go.
Arrange your mouth, just so. Theater.
Oh, boy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. 408 says, I thought Barbara Eden in I Dream of Jeannie was the first person to show her belly button on television. I actually think
she didn't show it. I think she
that was a
high-waisted thing on. I didn't even think of her, but that... Although, it feels like maybe later they dropped the costume down a little, like, oh, well, Cher just showed it. Let's go.
510 says, Casper's. That's the hot dog place.
Oh, that's the hot dog place. Hot dog.
Actually, she kind of won by making him show up to court. LOL. No, she looks.
They zoomed. They zoomed.
Yeah, and it. But she doesn't even. That's the looking pathetic. Is never a win.
That's not winning.
She should have been above it and gone, I'm never talking to that guy again.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
Right.
Although this online dating thing that people are doing, it just seems so depressing.
Oh, I saw this comedian. I forget who posted it, sent it to me. And I should name call the guy because it's his material.
Oh, what is it?
But he was saying something about online dating, and he's like, I don't know why people don't like it. You know, it's organized. You go in there, you get to read about people. What am I, some kind of caveman? I'm going to walk around outside in the world hoping I bump into somebody that wants to date me? Oh. And I went, well, that's quite the spin on what used to be the only way it happened. And as dating online started to happen, people were like, I'm not that desperate. My God.
You know,
what
though,
a loser.
The problem with it, because he makes a good point. There you are. You're reading all about the person. They can write anything they want, though.
Well, but you have some info.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Do you? I'm a 46-year-old man with a...
Well, okay.
You know what
so,
I mean? Like,
yeah,
people
I
are
do,
out there catfishing all the time.
In general, I think when you show up on the date, that person's outed, so you'd like to think that they've used their own photo.
Or they're sitting at that booth over there with all their friends giggling. If there's a table full of giggling people and you get stood up, it was them.
That doesn't happen in real life. You haven't been dating
in a long time. Instead, people, you know, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Like, you're meeting a stranger. It's a lot.
But we're all, you know, listen, we're all here to meet someone and make babies, right? Errol?
Okay, Errol. That's the whole reason we're here.
Fast fact is incorrect, says 650. Uhuru from Star Trek showed off her belly button in Mirror Mirror in like 1965. Come on, Sarah. You call yourself a Trekkie?
I don't. I actually don't call myself a Trekkie.
Oh, she got you there.
I don't call myself that.
Oh, but people do.
Star Trek. Oh, yes.
Oh,
so
okay.
They clearly look that up.
Who showed the first
75
belly button on
did
TV
definitely
ever?
Seem very late.
Well, that's what I have.
Uhuru.
We'll sort it out. Is it how do you say that?
Is it Uhuru?
I don't know. I'm asking you. How do you say that?
Lieutenant Uhuru.
Okay.
Uhura? Uhura.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't watch that.
She's fabulous.
I mean, I'm familiar with Star Trek, but I'm not a Trekkie.
You know, they actually say that her being cast, and I can't think of her name in real life, but that casting in the 60s, a black woman who was a strong character on a big show, like that was absolutely breakthrough, absolutely epic.
That's
go
awesome.
Gene Roddenberry, rest in peace.
Oh, that's weird. That name.
Gene Roddenberry.
That guy used to come to go to the La Costa Resort before he died.
Funny.
He was like a name that people would go, you know,
oh, it's Gene Roddenberry.
The guy who started Star Trek is a member here. Mm. And I'd go, great, I'll give him just as bad service as everybody else.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I'm not going to single him out for the worst service or the
best.
In
fact, I'm going to leave the desk right now in case he comes back.
I don't need his pomposity in my face.
Where's my sign? Out to lunch. Bye-bye.
Back in an hour.
Yes, too true. Hey, Vin, Steph Curry is hosting the ESPYs tonight. Can't wait to see how he does telling jokes on national TV. You know what? I actually think about all the people who take jobs like this.
Yeah.
And when I heard he was doing it, I thought, why in the... But really... He's about as charming as it gets.
He's got another TV show,
too. He's incredibly good looking.
Yes.
He's got a great personality.
He wants to have a career after
he's going to do great, and I actually think that's it. What he's doing is raising his level and raising his wife's level, who also has a big name. And so
giving himself some experience, too. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Scott Caprow's here. He's going to be joining us on The Secret Show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.